Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Colonel Craig Roberts joins us in about 8 minutes. He'll be with us a little bit in the next hour as well. Then we'll have open phones for part of that hour, and then going into Bob Chapman with exclusively with your phone calls and a bunch of key audio news clips we're going to be analyzing. Taking your phone calls right now, let's talk to Matthew in Texas, first-time caller. You're on the air, Matthew. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I'm Matthew from the We Are Change San Antonio chapter, and I heard you give us a shout-out yesterday.
Oh, you guys are doing a super job. I just love your spirit.
Thank you. Yeah, all our guys here, we're all passionate, and we all pretty much burn with the same desire to get all this information out. And we've reached a lot of active servicemen, especially downtown San Antonio from the Alamo.
And you've gone through a lot. You've had cops come over and grab your cameras away and tell you you don't have free speech in America. I don't want to be enemies with the police, but when you urinate on the First Amendment that our veterans fought and died for, you become an enemy of the Republic. So back off. Stop committing crime. But go ahead.
Yeah, thank you with that. We've talked to a lot of active servicemen, and they know the inside job, but pretty much, you know, they feel like we're giving them a hard time, but we break it down to, no, we're not. We just want you to be informed, active servicemen. And we've had Air Force come up to us, shake our hands. We've had Navy come up to us, shake our hands. And that always outweighs any negative or, you know, any cops trying to bash us. The positive in our eyes always outweighs the negative.
And we've got to have 9/11 truth continue on. It isn't just a Bush thing. Government-sponsored terror is what the people controlling the military-industrial complex are carrying out. And so we have to continue to expose false flag or they will stage more. I mean, this is a key area in the info war. So I just love what you guys are doing. Do you have a website?
Yes, it's sanantoniotruth.org. That links to the meetup, sanantoniotruth.org. And anyone listening in San Antonio, I know there's a lot of people we've met that say they listen, but they haven't joined yet. Please join. We need all the help we can get.
Yeah, instead of four or five of you out there with the cops.
Yeah.
And folks, it sounds scary to have cops come up and say, you don't have free speech in America. It's empowering. And then to stand up to them and have them back down. Because, you know, we're not evil for standing on the street corner. We're allowed to. This isn't Nazi Germany.
You're right.
Well, Matthew, tell us your full name.
It's Matthew Medina.
Well, Matthew.
Yes, sir. People can find me on MySpace also, MySpace/SpaceBoyRocks. And, we appreciate everything you do, Alex. And we're going to keep it up here. Anybody in San Antonio, join us in the Fed. We're organizing that as well. And we're going to stay active for as long as we can foresee. And we appreciate your work, Alex.
Well, I want to say this. We're making a film about Barack Obama and the financial crisis. I'm just going to leave it at that. It's going to be an emergency release film, meaning we're making it really, really fast, but good. Because, you know, it's going to be about Obama, how he's a puppet, how they control both parties, how the financial takeover is taking place. So we're going to hook folks in about Obama and then, you know, spend a lot of time on big issues, but also exposing his agenda. And so anybody out there at In the Fed event, send us your video footage if you want to, you know, maybe be in there a few seconds to show here are real Americans not protesting Bush the puppet or Obama the puppet, but protesting the real rulers.
Yes, sir. That sounds great. Looking forward to it. And we'll send you the footage and appreciate your work.
All right. Well, we appreciate you, and it's great to hear from you, Matthew. Very, very, very exciting. Trey just walked in. When am I supposed to call into Charlie Hodge? Whenever I want. I'll do it during the next break. No rest for the wicked, though I try to be a good person. I know I am wicked. I'm going to call into all these radio shows during the breaks. You know, my greatest frustration is that I can't thank all the groups. The incredible job We Are Change LA is doing, exposing Schwarzenegger, confronting him about his Nazi activities. I meant to play that for a week on air. I haven't played it yet. There's all these clips we never get to, but they're up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. All of the 9/11 truth groups, all of the anti-New World Order groups, the pro-Second Amendment groups, all of you. I love you. I want to thank you all. I want to commend you. A lot of them get mad, though, and they say, we've emailed you a bunch and you've never contacted us. Because I don't have time to hardly do anything. You know, I'm sorry.
There you go. from Get the Tea to You? Thank you, America. Thank you, Canada, Spain, France, UK, Australia, Germany, and Finland. Thank you. You are making us the number one chemical detox product worldwide. Family and friends are sharing GetTheTea.com. People are feeling better. People are losing weight. Energy is being enhanced. People are fighting for health, and Get the Tea is there to help. Order our products online. Free shipping, money-back guarantee, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Lose weight and feel great. And if you are uncomfortable with credit cards or PayPal, that's okay. Call us for our address and send a check or money order. The phone number is 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Once again, thank you from GetTheTea.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, I'm Steve Chang. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
John in Canada, Daryl in Hawaii, Matthew in Texas. We already went to him. Fred in Philly. Dan, Cheryl, Vernon. We're going to get to all of you starting at the bottom of the hour because Colonel Craig Roberts has been a syndicated talk show host in his own right, a best-selling author over and over again. He's been a police officer on the SWAT team. He's been an investigator, police helicopter pilot, Marine Corps sniper in Vietnam, lieutenant colonel in the Army, working in intelligence, on and on and on. He's worn so many hats. He's pretty much gotten out of the publishing business now. He's got a few of his books left in print. You can get at his website, riflewarrior.com, and he doesn't even really do a lot of radio anymore. He's just, I guess, pulling in his feelers and working with his family to get ready for what's coming down. But we're honored to have him on with us till about 15 after next hour. We're going to be taking your calls. But there's a host of issues I want to discuss with him today. Now, when we talk about Obama being a Marxist, you have to understand, the public view of a Marxist is some well-meaning ne'er-do-well who doesn't understand that socializing people's wealth doesn't work. No, no, no. Big banks, the elite that's imploding the economy, they are the ones that always fund Marxists throughout history, and socialist and fascist, as Carol Quigley said at Georgetown, you know, who wrote the official history, the internal history for the CIA that was then published of how our country really works. And they said, we fund the communists, we fund the fascists, anyone who consolidates wealth, anyone, you know, who can create government control to then give big corporate contracts and bailouts and giveaways to corporations. And so his whole family are Marxist, his father, his mother, all of his advisors, terrorists. That's not even denied. But the bigger issue is now they're coming in with the carbon tax. Now, Obama's a puppet. He's going to carry out the same agenda, just different flavor. And I wanted to get Colonel Craig Roberts' take on him briefly, but then get into the martial law scenario as we incrementally are eased into martial law. The Congress threatened with martial law. They didn't pass the bailout 5 weeks ago. Everything that's happening, they're announcing random checkpoints nationwide, but it's not for illegal aliens. It's for everybody. The illegal aliens are going to be allowed to leave. I've read the fine print here in Texas. So all of this going on, because he's been a police officer, he's been an investigator, he's, you know, been a colonel in the military, so many angles, and a researcher and author. He's a great analyst. So, Colonel Roberts, thanks for coming on with us today.
Glad to be back, Alex.
Let's give us your take on Barack Obama and what you think is in store for us.
Well, I think this guy, he is beyond a Marxist. He is a communist. I'm sure he and Putin are going to be very good friends, because his agenda always has been, if you go back and just do your homework and research where this guy came from and the stuff he's done in his past, he is not pro-American. He's pro-globalist, and he's pro-globalist on the international socialist scale, to where he wants to reduce the United States down to second world status. And he wants to do his redistribution of the wealth, which I wrote about that 15 years ago, that's what these people try to do. They take from those that have, they give to those they think need it, but they don't take it out of their own pockets. They want you to go out there and work, and they want you to raise your taxes, and they want to, get your money out of your bank account, and then they want to turn around and dole it out as they see fit. But what they really do is they're not helping people. What they're doing is they're buying power. They buy votes. They take ignorant people who don't do their homework or who don't understand or are just plain stupid, and they tell them, this is what we're going to do for you if you just vote for me. We're going to take care of you. We're going to house you. We're going to feed you. You're not going to have any taxes. You're going to be taken care of. And what they, this goes back to the Great Society, even goes back to FDR, where, a chicken in every pot, that whole enchilada is easily bought by people who are A, stupid, B, lazy, or C, want the free handout. And so what happens is there's so many people out there who really, they should have to pass a test before they're allowed to go in the voting booth. They don't understand the Constitution. They don't understand what this country's about. They don't understand, what our rights are or are not. And yet they turn around and they vote for people who offer them things. And that's the way this election went. So they've got Obama up there wanting to use the power of the presidency to do stuff that the president just simply can't do. And they're going to get a very rude awakening. They're going to come back later on and they're going to say, well, whose fault is it? Well, the Democrats always turn around and blame the Republicans. Well, there's no Republicans. The Republicans don't control Congress now. So they're going to turn around and say, well, it's the policies of the Republicans in the past and so on.
He's saying now no reversal on torture. No reversal on Guantanamo for now. Troops stay in Iraq. He's saying that they are going to continue basically all of the same policies. He's going to go ahead and hire lobbyists. He's going to go ahead and do everything he said he wouldn't. And by the way, McCain, I'm against socialism, but McCain actually wanted to give some of the money to the people with the mortgages. And Obama said, no, it all goes to the foreign bankers who now admit they're just keeping the money for bonuses. And this weekend they're setting up open world government with the remonetization of the debt, new currencies. I mean, everything we talked about is actually happening, and they're going to have this front man there to fool the left to go along with it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Alex, before I, go off on a different tangent here, I just want to let everybody know that the Republicans are just as much to blame. Now, and this is assuming. Now, we're just going to have to put this on an ivory tower and assume that there was an honest election. And we know there wasn't. For several reasons, we know there wasn't. But the other thing is you go back to who counts the votes and, we get into a real quandary. But let's just assume there was. If so, the Republicans that we've got up there, the so-called conservatives, are, you know, I guess, you know, you call them neocons, I call them neo-repubs, because they're rhinos. They're weak sisters. They don't do anything. They get along with the other side. They make deals. They compromise. And a true conservative, American patriot, does not compromise, period, ever. Because what you do when you're talking about Marxists and socialists and communists, what they do is they go into the inchworm effect, and that is go a little bit forward until they meet resistance, and they back up and go around the resistance, go a little bit forward. You know, a true hardcore Stalinist will come, you know, he'll kick your door in, and he'll come in with guns blazing and take over the place and say, my way or the highway. But a Fabian socialist, which these people are, the Schumers and the the Kennedys.
Very hard to beat because they're incremental.
Yeah, they're incremental. And what they do, you know, two steps forward, one step back, but they still get their way. And they've been doing this since the 1960s in our lifetime. And before that, you go back to the 1800s and 1850 on. And they've been doing it all over the world, in Europe and Russia. So, you know, this is what we're seeing now. And they've got to the point where they started doing things, and both parties are at fault here because they've allowed it to happen. We've gotten to the point where we've got the Patriot Act 1 and 2, we've got GATT, we've got NAFTA, we've got open borders, we've got multiculturalism, we've got political correctness, we've got God out of the church and God out of prayer and out of the state, functions and so on and so forth.
Let me just interrupt before I forget. Remember, Obama said he would end NAFTA and GATT, then he backed off. Then he hires, as a chief of staff, the head gun grabber for Handgun Control Inc., the guy that passed the assault weapons ban, the whip that did it, and the guy that got NAFTA passed under Clinton. I mean, talk about betraying his mindless constituents. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, but there's so many people out there that he's going to tell them it's a good thing, and they're going to believe it simply because it came out of his mouth. And it's just, it's incredible how stupid people can be. I had a T-shirt designed. And I wore it to the big Wanamaker gun show here about a week ago. It's the biggest gun show in the country. It's 14 acres of tables under one roof. And the T-shirt has a donkey on the front with a red circle around it with a stripe through the middle, you know, no donkey. And over it, the Vietnamese word Sat Cong. And Sat Cong basically is, you know, kill communist. And people would stop and say, well, what's that all about? And I got more comments on that. And I said, you don't understand. The Democratic Party in this country has been taken over by the communists a long time ago. The CPUSA went away and reemerged in the lower levels of the Democratic Party, worked their way all the way up to the DNC, and they brought their agenda with us. You know,
and the Trotskyites founded the neocon movement that took over the Republicans in the 90s.
That's right. And so, you know, both sides have direct links to Moscow or Beijing or both. And the people don't do their homework. They sit there, you know, they're brain dead, watching football on TV and worrying about what they're going to do this weekend and the next fishing trip or beanbag, and they totally are clueless about what goes on in government. And they've let government run the country instead of them running the government, and everything's upside down now, and they wonder what went wrong. Well, they're going to find out what went wrong here pretty soon, because when this guy gets in, he's going to be just like the Clintons were. When they first got into office, they had their agenda in three-ring binders already typed up and ready to go. And they threw a staff in there, and they started you remember, Alex, we talked about this years ago, when they started passing all those gun laws right and left so fast that what they got was a springboard effect. They did it so fast and so hard that people rebelled against it, and they bought guns like they're going out of style. They bought ammunition and stocked up on it. I went to one gun show. People were coming in with dollies, taking out cases of ammunition and stocking up. They thought there was going to be a war coming. And then we had Waco. Then we had Oklahoma City. Then we had, of course, we had the 1993 bombing of the Twin Towers and so on down the line. And people are going, hey, we got to stock up more stuff. Well, what it did, it created a counter to what they were doing. And it resulted in an election that threw most of the Democrats out and put Republicans in.
And that stalled the New World Order agenda, so the Clintons bombed OKC.
Well, yeah, we know that they benefited from it, for sure. But here's the deal. We're going to see that again because
wait a minute, you investigated that. You know OKC's an inside job.
It was.
Sure.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
But
you're just not specifically saying they pulled the trigger. Go ahead.
Yeah, we've talked about this ad infinitum. But, to stay on track with this, what they're going to do this time, this is what I prophesy. You know, I'll just kind of think ahead of the jet here for a little bit. I think that they're going to come in and they're going to start sliding these gun control things in on earmarks on other bills that people don't notice. They're going to be small, but they're going to come in and they're going to slowly but surely eat away at the foundation of the Second Amendment. This guy hates handguns. he's going to probably try to make the ownership of handguns altogether illegal.
Yeah, when he was in the Senate, that's where all this comes from, folks. When he was in the Illinois Senate, he called for banning all semi-auto handguns and rifles. I mean, confiscating them. They're not playing games. They want you to be their slaves. They need to disarm you to do that.
With the days getting shorter and the nights getting longer, being out after dark increases your odds of being mugged, assaulted, or even worse. Studies show 45% of violent crimes happen after dark. No matter where you are, being unprepared in the wrong place at the wrong time can be extremely dangerous. That's why you need to visit pepperspray.com. Protect yourself with our Mace brand triple action pocket model, which contains pepper spray, tear gas, and a UV dye, making most attackers think twice. For only $12.95, pepperspray.com also carries hundreds of less than lethal self-defense products, including personal pepper sprays, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Visit pepperspray.com and enter coupon code GCN when you check out and receive 10% off your order. What are you waiting for? Visit pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit SurvivalProperty.com. That's SurvivalProperty.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong?
Okay, back live with Colonel Craig Roberts. Craig continuing. People are in denial. His chief of staff says he wants everybody, but this will be separate from the Pentagon. He says it's like National Guard training, and it'll be under the same rules in his book, in the legislation, in Barack Obama's own website, though they pulled it over the weekend, that you will go now under the Department of Labor, and that you will train with weapons, and that you will be a million-man domestic spy force, and that they will deploy different people around the country. I mean, that comes right out of Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia.
You can't have a dictatorship without your own private army of a Geheimstaatspolizei. And so that's what he's evidently got in mind. Stalin did it with the KGB. Mao did it with whatever organization it is in Chinese that he had. You have to have your spies. You have to have your block captains. You have to have your snitches. You have to have people that you can rely on that are, you know, totally loyal to you. But don't take orders from the military or the Pentagon, because the Pentagon can't be trusted. You know, the military has taken an oath to defend and support and defend the Constitution. And so that's not going to fit his agenda. He wants people that are going to take an oath to him, you know, his little Sieg Heil bunch. And if you get on the YouTube and you look at, you know, the Obama Jugend, the Obama youth schools that he put in, where they march around like little Nazis, beat their chests and salute, Barack Obama did this for me. Barack Obama did that for that. I mean, when you look in their eyes, you can see these kids are brainwashed.
And any time you see that in history, I mean, I have studied history, just like you have, Colonel, and I have never in U.S. history seen the media call him the one, the president of the world, the one that will fix it all. And the media seriously is out pushing this. Folks don't know history. Any time you see that in history, look out.
Well, the mainstream America media is simply a propaganda organization, for the left. It's been that way for a long time, probably since sometime in the 1950s. When tail gunner Joe McCarthy had the big witch hunt for the communists, everybody laughed at him. You know, later on they said, oh, he's nuts, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And it turns out he was right all the time, you know, and we don't have a House Committee for the Investigation of Un-American Activities anymore. They did away with it. That's something that it'd be nice to have, to find out, you know, who these people are and where they come from. You look at Obama and you go back, you know, the guy can't pass a security test. He cannot do it. I did some research to find out, you know, what qualifications does somebody have to have to become the president of the United States when it comes to their background checks, to the security investigations that have to go on. When I was working in intelligence, I had to get a top secret clearance every year just to make sure I hadn't done anything in the last year. And I was SCI, which is compartmentalized. In other words, I could go into safes, inside safes, and so on and so forth. And they checked everything. They went back, I don't know how many generations. They talked to my neighbors. They talked to my friends. They talked about people that worked with me. They talked to everybody.
That's what I was about to say, is that people can say this is wrong, but back in the 40s and 50s, you didn't get an intelligence at high levels unless you were at least three generations.
Oh, yeah. And it's incredible what you have to do to get a TS right now. This guy can't get one. And so I wanted to find out from the FBI, you know, just, you know, what kind of investigation do you want to present? Their deal is we don't. If the people elect him, then he automatically has clearance. Now, how stupid is that? You know, before you even apply for the job, you should have to pass certain criteria, just like any other job that you would go for. This is a job that he's hired by the American people and paid out of tax money. So, therefore, the President of the United States should be able to pass the same security clearances that the generals in the Pentagon have to pass. He's going to be their boss. Now, why should he have access to all of the information that's in every vault out there, we don't know who his friends are. We don't know who he's going to pass it on to. You know, I mean, he could be a spy at the highest level. Who knows? You don't know until you can get vetted.
Well, we know Rahm Emanuel is Mossad and
sure.
Was in the Israeli military. I mean, this is just becoming more and more ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you know, what's killing me is I just read an article yesterday about how the Jewish vote went like 70% Obama because they're very socialist-minded when it comes to social programs and things like that. And I'm going, you bunch of idiots. You have no idea. This guy is not pro-Israel, and he's definitely anti-gun and anti-Second Amendment, anti-self-defense. So if they set up an Auschwitz, and if they set up a Treblinka, and they set up a Buchenwald for you guys this time, guess what? It's going to be the same thing all over again. You know, the only Jews that had a chance in Europe in 1939-1940 was those that were in the Warsaw Ghetto that kept their guns.
All right, stay there. Let's come back and talk more about it and take calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Colonel Craig Roberts is our guest, a friend of mine. Got to have some kind of event or something in the future so I can hang out with him. Best-selling author of One Shot, One Kill. Book on sniping. Had a whole bunch of bestsellers until he started writing books about the New World Order, and they said, look, we know it'd be a bestseller, but we aren't publishing it. Talk about those before he leaves us 15 minutes to the next hour. I want to go to your phone calls, but I want to get these questions out first. Shifting gears, the police are being militarized. They're trying to brainwash them, trying to bring in a tyrannical culture. Cops all over the country, Colonel, I get videos of them walking up to folks saying, you can't videotape, you can't protest, you can't hand out literature. We have the police being told that martial law may come because of the economy. Even mainstream news is reporting it. They were ready in case Obama didn't win for the election as well. What is going to happen as as there isn't money for property taxes and there isn't money to pay the speeding tickets. I mean, you can tell the police are cash strapped because before they wouldn't give you a ticket around the country unless you were 5 miles over the speed limit. Now they wait down hills hoping you accidentally go 3 miles over to give you a ticket around here in Austin, Texas. I mean, they admit they want to squeeze more and more money for revenue, but it's just not going to be there. A lot of political experts and even mainline pundits are saying that there's going to probably be a revolution in this country. Fox News was reporting that, and we played it earlier in the last hour. What is going to happen as the people get squeezed and squeezed and squeezed and the international bankers by design implode our economy?
Well, you know, this has already happened in England. And now you cannot own property in England. You can lease it for 99 years. The crown owns it. And I think that this is where we're going right now, because if these mortgages are all being bought up by the federal government, then who's going to own the property? The federal government. What are they going to do with it? They're going to lease it to you. They're going to make the payments so you can afford it. But eventually there will not be private property in this country if these people have their way about it. I think when it gets to the point to where the middle class, which is the plow horse, it's the one that, you know, that plows the fields and makes things grow and develops the economy, that when the middle class, when that horse dies, then there's not going to be anything to feed this machine that keeps getting bigger and bigger and hungrier and hungrier. So you got a racehorse and you got a dead horse and you got a plow horse. Well, when the plow horse is gone, the racehorse can't pull a plow and the dead horse isn't going to do anything. And that's the welfare end of the country on the dead horse. So, what happens at that time? Well, people are going to revert back to survival mode. And the ones that, you know, do their homework in advance, who prepare in advance, who see this coming, who band together, who communicate, who teach their kids, who do all they can to be able to survive through this, are going to do it as individuals and small communities. There isn't going to be a big national movement. I just don't see that happening in the country because of the educational system or what's done to our kids over the last 30 years.
Well, let me throw this in, and I agree with you. People say, well, why should I own gold if they can come confiscate it? Well, it's better than a bank account where they can come get it. Or why should I own property? They can just take it. Or, you know, why should I, you know, they might come get me. Absolutely. There's no perfect world, folks. You just got to make the best preparations you can, and you better get to know your neighbors, and you better, even if you're going to stay in the city and work, have a place to bug out to. And, yeah, you've got to make that decision. Am I going to let paramilitary goon squads or whatever take my children away, take me to a relocation center, or, you know, commandeer the food I've got? That's all in the executive orders. They've been preparing for this for decades and decades, Colonel, and now they are announcing to the public that they are going to do it, the whole time with the media saying they're the good guys. So what do you expect the police to do versus what they should do?
I don't think the police are going to do anything. I think that what's going to happen from, you know, what I've been able to find out is, like we've talked before, you know, here's Obama. I didn't think he was going to bring our troops home. Why? Because he doesn't want them here. There's too many patriotic, conservative Americans in the military. You've got to get those guys out of the country. The National Guard, the reserves, you've got to wear them out. You've got to get them out of the country. When you have a situation occur here, let's say massive civil disorder, for whatever reason, food riots, race riots, whatever reason it is, even if it's trumped up, even if it's instigated by the New World Order pukes, What we have to understand is they're going to pull in foreign assets. They're going to pull in blue helmets from other countries. They've been training them for a long time. They've been training them in Russia and in Yugoslavia and in the Balkans.
By the way, people always deny this. Earlier this year, and they signed it a few years before that, Canada and Mexico signed deals, quote, for domestic disturbance inside the U.S. Please continue.
That's right. And you know, it's supposed to be to help us out, of course. You know, if we have another Katrina or whatever, you know, but those are the guys that are close. They can bring people in from, you know, the Chinese have the biggest merchant shipping fleet in the world with the biggest ships. You can load those ships up with as many troops as you want and drive them right into San Diego and Long Beach and San Francisco, and unload people. You can fly people in. You know, when they start doing this, they'll do it because the government says they're going to help us. They're our friends. They're our allies.
Now, see, I would think of this as insane and crazy, and they never get away with it, but they have all these generals and Wesley Clark and all of them telling the troops this is going to happen, getting them ready. Tell folks about that.
Well, yeah, you know, back in several years ago, this plan was already developed, and Barry McCaffrey, who was a general in the Army at the time, went to CASQ class at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, that my nephew was in. And he was a young West Pointer, a captain. He'd done two tours in Somalia, and he was graduating from the command and staff college up there. The general came in there, and he was introduced. And, you know, McGaffrey was introduced as a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Well, immediately, Brian stood up and took notice of that and started taking notes. And afterwards, he called me, and he said, "You're not going to believe what this guy said." And I said, "What's that?" And he said, "With us committed, if we ever get committed on two fronts," because we weren't at that time. This was in the 90s. He says, "If we ever get committed on two fronts, because of the build down in the armed forces, we will not have sufficient assets at home to handle civil disorder." And I'm thinking, wait a minute, the military is not supposed to handle civil disorder to begin with. And then he goes on to say that we will be forced to call upon foreign assets to patrol our streets. So this plan that was initiated by the Council on Foreign Relations, a decade and a half ago, it's on the shelf. It's ready to go. What do you do with all the people that you have to deal with? Well, you've got three choices. You've got deadly weapons, you've got non-lethal weapons, and you've got relocation. The relocation breaks down into the volunteers, get on the bus, we're going to get you out of here, there's a biological hazard, there's a radiological hazard, whatever, and we're going to move you to a safe location until it's okay to come home. The other one is the non-volunteers, they'll just simply go out and say, okay, you refuse to take your flu shots, or you refuse to take the mark, or you refuse this, you're going with us, period. Your kids are going over there, you're going over here, and, the husband's going to the work gang.
Actually, in the dark winter scenarios the Pentagon put out, top off 1, 2, and 3, and the drill there are starting today, if you don't go along with them and, quote, you may be contaminated, they just go ahead and burn your farm down or kill you. So they're publicly admitting that they've trained them for that.
Yeah, and, let's go back to what you said earlier. We didn't address that. What are you going to do if somebody comes to take your gold? Well, they got to find it first. You don't just simply have it sitting there on the coffee table, folks. If you're going to invest in gold, put it someplace safe. Give it a military funeral somewhere. You can do the same thing with ammunition. You can do the same thing with food. I mean, you have to think ahead. You have to think defensively. And you can't have everything you want. No one goes to war with what you want. You go to war with what you have. And so you have to think of what are you going to do if we get into a totalitarian society and it becomes so dictatorial that you have no choice but to either go along with it, fight, or die.
And by the way, Congressman Brown, who's on a lot of committees, has gone public saying, look, there's open discussion about this. And then Congress 5 weeks ago was threatened with martial law if they didn't pass the banker takeover bill, which, again, was unlimited trillions. It's not $700 billion. It's already $5 trillion they've sucked out, $2 trillion they won't say where it went. And they actually threatened Congress with martial law. And I've talked to Republican and Democratic congressmen who were told that, but under House rules they were told you can't tell anyone or they can be kicked out of the House. I think those rules are wrong. I mean, we've got to that point, Colonel. It's really happening.
Well, the government's been taken over by the communists. It's as simple as that. We don't control the government anymore. It's a rogue elephant. It's out of control. What we have to do
is just like in America with a K. They still have the Congress there.
Yeah.
It's just not our Congress.
No, it's the comradeship. The problem is, when I was in school in the 50s and 60s, we learned about communism. I can still remember words like, Communist Manifesto and Karl Marx and Lenin and Stalin and all of that, and dialectic materialism. You haven't heard that one in a long time. These kids today don't get any of that education. It's left out on purpose. And they don't get much American history, and what they do get in American history has all been so corrupted that, World War II is 2 pages, and something else that's socialist is 15 pages. It's incredible what they've done to kids and the government school systems. So now you don't know how to identify the enemy if you've never been trained on what the enemy looks like.
Well, Craig, forget that. The average kids don't even know where the U.S. is on a map, literally.
Well, and they can't spell, they can't read and write, they can't, I don't know.
Which is in all the government documents, which was done by design.
No, you sit there and your mouth just falls open because, I'm at the age where I can compare what it was like in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and what it is today. But the youngsters, they don't have anything to compare it with. All they have is what their friends tell them, who are smarter than their parents, they always have been, and their teachers, who are pretty much controlled by the NEA, and the NEA is a global socialist UN organization.
But let's explain. We're not saying commies under the cupboard. The Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, they had House hearings in the 70s. they cold-bloodedly said, to enslave everybody, we'll socialize everything to get control and break up the families, and then we'll have global serfs under a world government's control run by the private banks.
Well, yeah. I've been dealing with a terrible chest cold.
I have, too.
It's been for weeks.
Did you know that I hit the cough button right then and was coughing while you were coughing? That's funny.
I don't know if it's the chemtrails or what it is. It's terrible.
Oh, man. Oh.
What we're having right now is a failure to communicate. Those of us who know what's going on are not communicating well with our neighbors, our family, and our friends. Now, they say a man is never a prophet in his own village. And I found that to be true, and I think everybody else has ever tried to talk about this to their family or their close friends. You know, I talked about this years ago in our police department, and I got labeled a nut. Then, after I retired, I had some of those guys that worked in Intel over at the PD call up and say, hey, we want to know some more because you were just way ahead of your time. And I said, well, it's too late. You got too much homework to do. But I talked about all this in my book, Killzone. When I go back, you know, beyond the Kennedy assassination, I go back into the powers that be and what their agendas are. And I talk about the education, and I talk about the Carnegies, and I talk about the Ford Foundation, and I talk about, the Rothschild plan and all of that. And people have read that book, and they fall into one of two categories. One is total disbelief and denial, and the other is I want to know more. Well, you know, you find out that about 20% of the population wants to know more and wants to get involved in it. About probably 40%, and I'm hip-shooting this, about 40% are, well, yeah, I kind of believe it, but I don't want to get involved. I don't really want to know more because it scares me. And then the rest totally just denied ever being a possibility. And so I've run into that over and over again. But we got to remember there was only, 17% of the population fought the Revolutionary War?
Well, about 4% started it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a very small percentage and beat the British Army. So
there's a small group of them and there's a small group of us, and they operate by lying and stampeding the mindless herd. We have to find people who aren't mindless in the herd and get them activated to start warning everybody, and that is happening. I'm seeing a huge awakening, Colonel. I want to go to some phone calls, and we're going to do it after the break. You'll be with us 15 minutes of the next hour, graciously. RifleWarrior.com is the website. Be sure and check it out. But, Colonel, you know, I've had spiritual experiences that I don't talk about on air. I just leave it at that. But death experiences, near-death experiences, but you did die, are something universally people had pretty much the same type experiences. And, you know, I think that story you tell is so important for people that don't realize we're only here once. This life is a test. It's so important, and a lot of people are cowed, they're scared. They don't understand that we're here to be tested by this. Tell folks that story, please, because it's so important.
Well, in August of 1997, I'd been going through about a six-month battle with colon cancer that metastasized and went all over my body. I kept getting sicker and sicker, and I was on chemotherapy at the time, which that turned out to be the problem. That was the big mistake. And I got to the point to where I got down to about 160 pounds, and I couldn't hardly get out of bed. And one day I tried to stand up out of bed and fell on the floor. Long story short, my wife called 911. The fire department showed up first. My blood pressure was 60 over zero on falling. Ambulance showed up next. They said I wouldn't make it to the hospital. They loaded me up, took me to the hospital, and I got into the ER, and I was on a gurney, and the doctors came in, and they said they wanted to know if I had a living will. And I said, I don't know. I don't know what a living will is. I've got a will. They said, no, do we unplug you if, you're not going to make it? And I said, I'm going to make it. And they said, well, we got six doctors in here to work on you tonight. And I said, no, you got seven. I said, God's here. You just listen to him. You just pay attention to what he says, and he'll guide you through it. And they kind of got a chuckle out of that. And they said, well, we're not expecting the best. And they turned around and started to walk out. And an orderly came in, and he started to put a tube down my throat or down my nose. And the next, that's all I knew. The next thing I knew, I was not there anymore. I was sitting in a big, dark room. It was cool. It felt comfortable. I felt perfectly healthy. I felt like I was like 23 years old. I didn't care at all about this life anymore. Time meant nothing. And I knew that I'd come through a portal or a doorway or something to my left. And there was another one on my right. And the decision was being made to take me on or send me back. And I also knew that in front of me, there's a portal that would open up that would send me straight to hell. Hell exists, folks. Heaven exists. This is real stuff. I didn't make this up. I didn't dream it. I knew that my guardian angel was there that I'd known all my life. He's my invisible playmate when I was a little kid. He was standing behind me. His name was Joe. And he was communicating with me that this decision was being made. And I felt like I was there about 3 minutes, and I was being downloaded all kinds of information that I didn't know what it meant. But they said, you'll run into certain people in your life that you'll be able to give this information to. They'll know what it means. It's important to them. But you've got, you know, things that you have to do. You've got people you need to talk to. You've got more work to do for us. So that was basically it. And the next thing I knew, I opened my eyes, and I was in ICU, and it was 18 hours later. I felt I was gone 3 minutes. And, they, of course, they buzzed the docs, and one of them came in, and he said, I don't know what happened. He said, you flatlined. He says, you were gone 3 minutes. And so that's 3 minutes I felt like I was gone. I don't know what happened to the other 18 hours because time really didn't mean anything. And he said, there's no way you could have survived, but you did. He said, we ran out of A-negative blood. That's all. He said, you were hemorrhaging internally. We used up O. We used everything we could. And for some reason, you stopped bleeding, and you, we got a heartbeat. And that was my after-death experience.
Absolutely thought-provoking, and that's what we do here. We want you to think about how special this one life is and make the right decisions. Don't choose evil. We'll be right back.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question.
Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Last night I was driving home through the Texas Hill Country, and it was dark. I was looking at all the cartel lights going one direction and the headlights going in the other. I looked out to see a distant sunset red on the sky. It was dark where I was, and I just thought about how amazing our lives are, how incredible creativity is, how good and decent the innocent are. But on the other side of that, there is the wicked globalists who love death and destruction, love enslavement, love to dominate the good. I'm going to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, there is a lot more than what you see with your eyes, what you hear with your ears. There's a lot more around us. There's a lot of mysteries, and a lot of people have crossed over the other side and have seen what Colonel Roberts saw. We're going to go to your calls here in a moment, but finishing up with this guardian angel, with this presence that was with you, you've told the story in more detail before, but any other facets to it? What was that like being on the other side?
Well, I had no earthly care about this place. It didn't mean anything anymore. It's like on an average day, you leave your bedroom, you close the door, and you walk into the living room. You don't think about the bedroom. It's behind you. And it was kind of like this whole life. What was important was how I had conducted myself in this life. You get kind of a gold star every time you do something good, and you get a black star every time you do something bad, and those add up. Your guardian angel remembers everything that you did from the day you were born on. I don't know if you could call the guy a snitch or not, but I think that's how all this stuff gets reported later on as to where you end up. And, you know, I believe what the Bible says. I don't have it interpreted. I don't need to interpret anything on it. And I know that there's a lot of things in there that a lot of people don't understand. But when I came back later on, I was able to read it and see things I had never seen before. And people have to understand, and I used to have this problem with some of these guys that ran these militias. They chased the bad guy up just so high in the food chain, but they never got to the top. They didn't understand the real force that they were fighting against was Satan himself. It's as simple as that. There's good and there's evil. God is in charge of good. Satan's in charge of evil, and God gave us one thing, and that was the right of choice. He gives us the information, and he says, this is what I want you to do. He doesn't force us to do it. He gives us the Ten Commandments. He gives us the Golden Rule. He gives us, you know, the stuff in Leviticus. And he says, okay, he says, now you know what the rules are.
Well, Craig, I think that's what our job is. I mean, not that we're perfect or good ourselves, but the people have been warned. I mean, the Rothschilds are out in the open now saying we run the government and it's a world government. I mean, in newspapers saying world government's being set up, and the public reads it and then denies it, they've been given their chance, and that's what the Bible means by willful denial. You know, they wanted to believe a lie, so God gave them over to it. They asked for it. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, it's the information's there. It takes messengers. It takes watchmen on the walls. It takes those of us that are willing to go out there and be outspoken and say, look, folks, this is the way it is. Wake up and see what's going on here. Now, you have choices to make, but, you know, you can't make somebody a Christian by chasing them down the street and beating them over the head with the Bible. They have to make that choice themselves. You have to give them the information and step back. That's up to them. If they decide that they're going to go to the dark side, so to speak, that's a decision that they have made, and they're going to end up paying for it later. If they accidentally go to the dark side because they're too stupid to understand that there is good and evil and what is good and what is evil and be able to recognize it, then, you know, they've fallen into the trap. And those are the sheep. Those are the ones that get lured into the slaughter. And there's so many of them out there right now who voted for Obama that's being lured into the pen. And it's going to unfold around them, and they're going to wonder what happened. They're going to say, this isn't the guy I voted for. You know, you have good, you have evil. This guy is evil. The Clintons, they were evil. You know, the Schumers and Feinsteins and Pelosi's and all those people, they are evil.
Well, you can see it in their eyes. I mean, I don't judge a book by a cover. I judge it by its fruits. But, I mean, they seethe with evil power. When you look in their eyes, I mean, these people are crazed.
Oh, they know what it means to do the correct thing, and they know what it means to do the bad thing.
Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.